Well, Seamus, first of all, delighted you can join us this afternoon. And, well, Monaghan stepping into the ring tomorrow afternoon against Fermanagh in Kingspan Breffni Park, going in as raging hot favourites. Is that how you see it?
I wouldn't say raging hot favourites, but certainly favourites. I think Monaghan, they're at a different development stage than Fermanagh at the moment, and it would be very hard to see by, and you would hope that Monaghan would win the game comfortably, possibly by 4 or 5 points.
Yeah. Can that be a problem? Would that be a worry, you know, that they might underestimate Fermanagh?
No, I don't think so. Fermanagh caught us cold in 2008 in the first round of the Ulster Championship, and I think we learned a lesson that day about Fermanagh. And, you know, we played them, obviously, in 2010, and we beat them. No, Monaghan won't be caught cold. Malik O'Rourke will have all his, you know, or he's got his T's crossed. I don't see Monaghan being caught. If they're caught, they'll be caught by a better team tomorrow, but I don't believe that Fermanagh is a better team than Monaghan.
Yeah. Even any doubt after the win over Cavan in the first round, or is that a kind of game that takes on a life of its own?
No, that was a great result for Monaghan. They looked a beaten Dock at 10 minutes gone in the second half. They showed great character to come back and win the game. And, you know, local derby, Monaghan, Cavan. Like, Monaghan hadn't beaten Cavan. They've only beaten them once in 80 years in Breffni Park. So it was a great result. Games like that take on a life of their own. But, no, that's not the case in this game. I think Monaghan will be fully focused on the job. And if he isn't focused, they have too much power.
Just before we look at Monaghan, what do you make of Fermanagh under Pete McGrath?
I think they've improved. I think 12 months ago, Pete McGrath didn't know his team. He was playing a style of football that he would synonymous with down, attacking football. And unfortunately, the way the game has gone in Ulster, attacking systems just don't work. I think it's fair for me to say, not since 1998 has a team won the Ulster Championship without a defensive system. Every team since 1998 has played a defensive system that has won the Ulster title.
Yeah, and looking at Fermanagh, where, if they're going to trouble you tomorrow, would you feel maybe they could trouble you?
No, I genuinely think that, you know, Monaghan is defensive really well equipped. I don't think that Fermanagh will play the style of football or are capable of playing the style of football that Donegal play, where they could stiffen out your best forward. Conor McManus, I don't believe that Fermanagh will be able to curtail him as much as they need to. I suppose Monaghan's problem on another day, I feel that Monaghan are nearly where we were in 2007, where we were reliant on Tommy Freeman at that time. And I believe today we're far too reliant on Conor McManus, and we need Kieran Hughes in the middle of the field, and we certainly need him in the full forward line. But that's for another day. I don't think that will matter this Sunday.
Yeah. And Drew Wiley absent from the team. How big a loss is he?
Yeah, Drew Wiley is a huge loss to Monaghan's long-term plans for the year. He's been our full-back, a very good one for 3 years. He is, he's an all-star nominee, one of the best full-backs, one of three or four of the best full-backs in the country. And he's a huge loss to us, especially, which I would feel that we would progress by tomorrow, but especially after we progress by tomorrow. You know, if Donegal, which I believe will be in the Ulster final, you know, he would pick up the legs of McFadden or McBrearty or someone like that there and tie up one of them. And he's going to be a huge loss to the long-term future of Monaghan for 2015.
And overall, what do you make of the team selection? Any surprises?
No surprises for me, no. Yeah. But Maliki will always come with one or two tomorrow. He has, that has been the case for the last 2 years. I don't see that changing.